you might have had the opportunity to do something, but you knew deep down in your heart it was not the will of God. Well, this happened to David. In fact, David could have taken matters in his own hands. He could have taken Saul out of the picture altogether. In fact, most of the church would have probably said, David, go ahead and do it. But you know what? David knew it wasn't God's will. And he knew it wasn't God's timing.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you join us today on Truth in Fact. We are in 1 Samuel chapter 26, and we're dealing with the fact that the shortest route isn't necessarily the best route. In other words, God's timing is important for you and I as a Christian. David knows that as well. In fact, we find that David finds himself in this incredible opportunity. He found Saul in a vulnerable position. He was sleeping with his army, and he had a jug of water and a spear beside him, and Abishai and David snuck up on him. They could have killed him. They could have taken him out, but they didn't. You know, Saul, when he found out that David was hiding in the wilderness, he took 3,000 men with him to go after David, and it wasn't for a friendly visit, by the way. Abishai, David's armor bearer, wanted to take the opportunity and kill Saul. And by killing Saul, David would then be ushered to be king over Israel. In fact, by looking at the circumstances, you'd have to say that it looked like God set this up. This must be God. This has to be God. The Lord has delivered Saul into our hands. This is a great opportunity. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Life is good. I mean, we might never get another opportunity like this in our lifetime. We better do this now. This makes perfect sense. God had said that he intended for David to be king. And by David taking matters into his own hands, could bring an end to the end of all this mess. He wouldn't have to run any longer. His troubles would finally be over. Sounds good, doesn't it? Oh, my friend, but no. See, David knew something. In fact, he knew better. He knew this was not the way of God. He knew this was not God's timing. As much as he might have wanted it to be, it was not. And what we see here with David is spiritual maturity. Very important. Those that are able to wait on God, those that wait for God's timing, is evident of spiritual maturity in their life. Listen, we might not understand all the reasons. We might not have all the answers, but if David would have killed Saul, then it would have been David forcing the hand of God. And it would have been David exalting himself to the throne, not God, not to mention the stigma he would have to live with. Can you imagine the talk in town, all the people saying the only reason that David is king is because he killed Saul? In other words, it must be God's timing. It must be God's way. See, the shortest route isn't necessarily the best route. Just because it's faster, shorter, quicker, easier, doesn't mean that it's God. I remember when the Lord had called me into the ministry, and I wasn't quite sure what it was going to be, whether a missionary or pastor, youth pastor, or an evangelist, maybe they're right now. I just didn't know, but I knew that God was dealing with my heart to be a preacher of the word. So I thought I would go to Bible college for 2 years and then be on my way. But you know what? God had other plans. And God's plan was to be in Bible college not only just 2 years, but 4.5 years, and then graduate and proceed into the ministry. And it wasn't to be a pastor of a church right away. It was being a youth pastor for 2 years, and then God called my family to start a church in a city that I didn't know anybody, didn't know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing today. My friend, it hasn't always been easy. There have been trials and difficulties and hardships and dark nights. There were many things I still had to learn, and I'm still learning today. But I can guarantee you that if I would have left after 2 years of Bible college, it would have been disastrous. See, I wasn't as ready as I thought I was, but God knew this. See, God's timing is the best time. The shortest route isn't necessarily the best route. God has a plan for your life. He knows what's best. But sometimes we might be tempted to take the shortcuts, the easy way, the path of least resistance. But that may not be God's way or God's will. My friend, follow the Lord and His will for your life, and you'll not be disappointed.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.